When it comes to safety, nothing is more important than your vehicle's brakes. If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like Brake Best and Brake Best Select at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brakes from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
They want to be done by like 30 minutes.
Welcome to the Sheridan Report by Bookie.ag Sports Selection Show. Brought to you, of course, by MyBookie.ag, where you can go on MyBookie.ag, click on the banner at the top of the GruelingTruth.net, and get up to a $1,000 cash bonus on your first deposit. You could also go to MyBookie.ag and enter the code TGT50. I am your co-host for the Sheridan Report, brought to you by MyBookie.ag, Mike Goodpasser. Right now, I would like to welcome in my co-host, or as we like to call him for this show, the star of the show. And this is the only time you'll get called that, Bobby. Bobby Sheridan, how you doing, Bobby?
I'm doing great, Mike, and I want to jump right in, if we can, because it's 11-11. 11-11 right now where I'm at, Pacific time, and I'm in Indian Wells, California, and talk a little bit about that in a little bit, but at 11:30 Pacific time, in 19 minutes, we have a top play, college basketball, and this is a game I really like. It's Notre Dame. Notre Dame is playing Georgia Tech at 11:30, and I really like this game, and we're going to talk about it in a second, but I want to give everybody as much time as they can because I'm releasing a slam dunk two-team parlay, so you're going to have to get the second team as well. And that's going to be the Clippers tonight over Portland. So your two-teamer right off the bat, if you want to be putting it in as we're talking about it, is going to be Notre Dame to the Clippers. Strong two-team parlay. And I suggest a straight bet maybe to cover the parlay as well, you know. So let's get into it. Are you ready, Mike?
Yeah, actually I was finishing off that bet. So, all right, what do you got?
Very good. Here's what I got. Okay, Notre Dame, guys. They play Georgia Tech in the first round of the ACC tournament. And if you look at the standings, you know, Notre Dame was 3-15. Georgia Tech, I believe, won 7 games. So you're going to ask yourself, okay, well, why does Bobby like Notre Dame? Well, there's a reason why I like Notre Dame. Notre Dame has lost 7 in a row. And the last game they won was they defeated Georgia Tech. It was by about 8 or 10. It was a 10-point win, I believe, off my head, something like 68-58. And they won despite shooting only 32% from the field. And the three-point range wasn't there for them, but they won the game at the foul line. They made 21 out of 25 shots, and they won the game with a rebounding edge. Now, from that time, I really followed Notre Dame really closely and made some money on them because they all of a sudden start playing very, very competitive basketball. They lose to teams like Virginia and I don't have it in front of me. But they
played really good teams tough, I think is what you're trying to say. I mean, it's not like they've been blown out. And, yeah.
Exactly. They played some teams very, very tough all the way through to a two-point loss, four-point loss, six-point loss to Virginia. Not blown out. This team kind of founded around that time, and it's a really testament to Mike Gray. He's a very good coach, and I think a lesser coach, that team may not have won a game in the conference, maybe one, and they wouldn't have played within 10 points against some of those powerhouses. Not even close. Mike Gray is a fantastic coach, and, you know, he's got this team very, very motivated still and ready to go, and they're going to be much improved next year. But as it relates to this game, they got a guy named John Mooney, who was just named the most improved player in the conference. He had 19 double-doubles this year, which led the conference. He averaged 14-11. And, you know, just a really, really strong inside player for them. And they use him in a lot of different ways. Then they have a guy named Gibbs, who is a slasher, athletic, defender, just an excellent player. He helped lead them to that win against Georgia Tech. And they might get a guy back today that's been out as a hamstring issue named Harvey. He may come back today and give them some minutes, but this team is ready to go today. Georgia Tech, on the other hand, has had numerous poor losses. Yeah, they got 3 wins. They've actually won 2 in a row to finish the the ACC regular season out, but they've had some really, really poor losses, 20 and 30-point losses, and have not played overall near as well as Notre Dame. And Notre Dame's confident. They beat these guys, and they're going to beat them again today on a neutral court. And so I really like Notre Dame. Mooney's going to lead them to the victory today, probably 6 to 8 to 10-point range. Watch for the rebounding and watch for the free throw shooting again. Those are categories where they're going to be able to repeat that from their last win. They're going to be able to repeat that again. So I like Notre Dame today a lot. 11:30 start coming up. So you got that in the bank already. And Mike, talking about these conferences, there's some good quality games coming up. And just to let you know, I've got a couple tomorrow that I really, really like, and one in the Pac-12 and one in the Big East. So we have a really big show coming up tomorrow, and I think we're gearing up to make a lot of money this March.
Oh,
especially
right
as the NBA's rolling home.
What else you got for today then?
Okay, so we got the back end of that parlay, and those who are waiting to hear the reason, you still got time. It's 11:16 now in the West, and we're going to the NBA, and we're going to this team that we've been making money on, and that's the Clippers. And why are they a 2.5-point underdog tonight? Well, they are on a back-to-back, but I'm going to shoot that down because only one player played more than 29 minutes last night. And that was Patrick Beverley. He played 31. So Doc Rivers not only got the win last night over Boston, which moved him into the sixth spot. And Mike, you were the one that was all over this, that, the five spot is not out of question for them. They're only two games back. And so they are coming in hard on the heels of Portland, who they play tonight. Only two games back of the five spot, which might be significant because that might keep them away from Houston. You don't want to play Houston right now. You don't want to play them. They're in the three spot right now, so three would play six. So the Clippers would love to get that five spot. That would keep them away from Houston for sure because Houston's going to finish second or third. Or I guess there might be still time to be the number one seed, depending on what the Warriors do. But back to this game, the Clippers. So Rivers was able to get the win last night and hold his players all in the 20s. These guys play 10 players, 9 players. This is the new theme in the NBA is deep rosters. Bench coming in, really giving a lot of minutes. Okay, well, yesterday on the show, we talked about Williams and Harrell, both bench players. Who led into the win last night? Williams and Harrell. Williams goes for 34, Harrell for 20. Williams became the all-time leading scorer off the bench. Isn't that amazing? Would anybody have ever guessed that Lou Williams, all-time leading scorer in NBA, off the bench? He got that last night. And why are they an underdog? Well, Portland has a star player. They have Lillard. The Clippers are doing this without a star player. They're doing it with, a deep team, and a team that's playing very well together and being very well coached. So Portland has a 3-game winning streak in Staples Center. That's going to go down tonight. Boston last night had a 3-game winning streak on that West Coast trip. That went down in a big way. Tonight's going to go down in a big way. The Clippers are riding a lot of momentum, and they're going to punch their way into that five spot is my prediction. So I really like the Clippers tonight. That's a 7:40 start from Staples Center. And hopefully we've got that parlay going, that slam dunk parlay from Notre Dame, which is an 11:30 start coming up in about 11 minutes. So that's the two top plays for today, Mike. And I want to add in one more play, which is not up yet unless you go to my website. And it is up on there, but not on Twitter yet. And that's the Knicks. The Knicks are getting 11.5 at Indiana. And the basic premise here is that Indiana has been in a lot of games recently where they've had to scratch and claw and grind, and that's the makeup of their team. And they get a chance. This is a letdown spot tonight. And these guys, with the Knicks coming in, with their poor record, Indiana playing at home, I do not think you're going to get an A effort tonight from Indiana. You're not going to. So this is a spot where if things go right, the Knicks could be in line for the straight-up win about midway through the fourth. So we'll have the cover in the bank, and we might even get the win tonight. I know that you won't believe it, but you watch and see if that doesn't happen. When you're not ready in the NBA to play your best, you can get beat. And you just saw that with Golden State. They lost as a 17-point favorite against Phoenix the other night. Indiana is going to have to be careful tonight because they're not going to be ready to play their best game tonight. So we like the Knicks and the Clippers in the NBA. I'm excited for today, but really we have some great, great selections coming up with the conference tournaments heading in through the weekend. So we're just getting started for the week, Mike.
All right. Anything else we want to discuss betting-wise before we move on to your On This Day?
Yeah, there is. As we mentioned yesterday, we have a program called the Early Risers Club. And what that is that's your ATP matches, your tennis matches. That's your PGA golf matchups, things of that nature. And we call them early risers because they oftentimes come very early in the morning. And, well, this week's ATP tournament is in Indian Wells, and that's where I'm at. So we're on the West Coast. So these matchups are all in the afternoon and evening. And oftentimes, you know, we're not going to be on the big matchups because we're not going to be betting against Djokovic and Nadal and those kind of guys. But we're really adept, and we really study hard those mid-range players, either the up-and-coming next-gen guys or the tried-and-true veterans who are on the tour who make a good living, you know, winning these matchups in the second and third round and, you know, making money. And yesterday we had Nishioka defeating the young Canadian Auger Aliassime. I don't think that's exactly how you pronounce it French-wise, but he's a Canadian, a French-Canadian. And I was at that match live, and Nishioka dug in and beat him as a +135 underdog. And we've got two dogs today are both capable of winning, and they both start – well, one starts at 12:30 approximately, and one starts at 5 o'clock approximately. And they're both +$1.60. So what I try to tell people is, you know, we bat 50% at least on these matchups. Sometimes we have tournaments where we hit 70% of these matchups, and we're always on a dog. So yesterday we split and we made the juice, you know, because it was +135. We made for $100 better, you made $35 just splitting yesterday. Okay, well today you split, you're going to make $60, $100 better, and we typically split or better. We very rarely lose all. So today we got two matchups where we think we'll at least split, and that's a shop. Kovalov +$1.60. This is a premier matchup. He's playing Cilic. So this is a next gen against a star. We like Chapo, who's the next gen. And then we have a Rublev +$1.60 over Kachanov. And this would be a lesser known matchup, but he's got a big shot, Rublev. So look to split, make the juice, and move on. And so that's the two ATP matchups.
So we have, you don't want to parlay them. You want to bet them separately, correct?
Bet them separately because we're not anticipating, you know, necessarily going 2-0. Although, last tournament, we hit 70% and made a lot of money. Now, I don't bet like I do in the basketball, the amount, and not even close to. In fact, I'm capped at a few hundred dollars. But I bet a few hundred dollars on all these matchups, and I just look to make, you know, $400 or $500 a week just on the ATP. So that's my goal, and it typically runs in that pattern. As I said, it's our number two ROI from last year.
Yeah.
So we just continue to bet these the way we bet these and make a little bit of money. You know, not big money, just a little bit of money, and we move on. So I'm excited, and there you have it. It doesn't have a lot of depth on the card today, but hey, it's about making money. It's not about being in action. Sometimes you have 7-8 plays. Sometimes you have two. Tonight, I'm really recommending that two-team parlay and a little bit on the Knicks as well.
All righty. I am actually on that. And actually, I bet everything I currently own on everything you said. No, I'm kidding. I don't currently own much, though, so I would like to bring that up.
Well, the bottom line is, and this is I'm talking to you, but I'm really talking to the listeners, I want to get your bankroll built up. We have about a month to do that or less because, well, we have as much time as we need, but baseball season is starting, and this is where I built my name and my reputation on the MLB. I have a system and I have a way of betting baseball that is tried and true, and you won't lose. So, you know, I want to get your bankroll built up a little bit so we can make you some serious money over the next 6 months. That's my goal.
Well, we need a big day today then, Bobby. All right. What do you got for On This Day?
On this day, we have, you know, this was a point milestone for a single game, and it was by one of the best players of all time, arguably the best player, but I mean, you can't argue he's in the top 10 of all time, and that's Indiana native Larry Bird. And I know I'm probably speaking to an audience that would support what I just said, but today was one of his best accomplishments ever. He scored 60 points, which was a Celtic record. He did it against the Hawks, 1985. Bird goes for 60. What do you got for me, Mike?
The thing I remember about that game, and I've got it on a DVD, is the actual, when he hits the last shot to get the 60 as the clock's running out, and even before that to get the 58, is Tree Rollins and the guys on the Hawks bench actually slapping each other five as Bird was scoring on them and blowing them out. And I think that Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, for my money, are still the best two players I've ever seen. And the thing about the 1984-85 season is Bird was 28 years old. This was probably him at his very best. They'd won it all in 84. They'd win it all again in 86. I think that he was unprecedented and unmatched when at these levels. This was a year where Bird averaged 29 points a game, 11 rebounds. He hit 43% of his three-point shots. And this is a time where the three-point shot was, you know, almost 25 feet away from the basket. And he hit 43% of his three-pointers. He shot 52.2% on all field goal attempts and shot 88.2% at the free throw line. And, you know, that Hawks team, I mean, wasn't that bad a team. They had Dominic Wilkins, Tree Wallins, guys like that. But I think it was one of the most memorable performances I've ever seen with a player, just because the 60 points, most of them were not easy shots either. And they ended up winning the game 126-115. So the game was close. But the other thing I remember about is this. I think that a couple weeks before this, or 2 weeks before this, Kevin McHale had dropped 56 on the Pistons, which set the franchise record of 56 points. And that Pistons game, I'm not 100% sure on this, but I think this is correct. This is the game where I think Bird hits the shot to win the game at the buzzer, and they played it at the Hartford Civic Center, because it kind of like the Green Bay Packers. They used to play some games at Milwaukee County Stadium every year. They'd play like a couple home games there, rest at Lambeau Field. Yeah. The Celtics used to play at the Hartford Civic Center, and he hit the shot to win it. McHale scores 56 to set the Celtics franchise record. And you can just imagine Bird just walking by McHale after that and say, "Don't enjoy that record too long, because it'll be mine pretty soon." And this is probably what happened when you looked at it. And, I mean, the other thing that stood out to me is, if you watch the game, it was actually played in New Orleans. It was like a home away from home for the Hawks.
Right.
And really, there was probably more Celtic fans that night also. Yeah, I mean, so he scored 32 points in slightly more than 14 minutes of court time during a second-half scoring barrage. I mean, so when you're looking at this, he didn't even play a lot of the second half, but he put up 32 points in 14 minutes. And like I said, the best part is you go back and watch that. And Dominic Wilkins, there's a quote from Dominic Wilkins, said the way he was shooting the ball was like living in a video game. It couldn't be real, but it was. And the thing about Wilkins is Wilkins dropped like 36 in that game, because Dominic was a bad dude also. And the thing that I remember is that was a Hawks team that was really young, and they were on the rise. That's the Celtics at their peak. You fast forward this to like 1988, and in 1988, the Boston Celtics played the Atlanta Hawks in the playoffs. And this was a beat-up Celtics team, because basically from the second half of the 87 season on, they were not healthy ever again. And they played the Hawks in 1988. And I remember they lost game 5, I think it was, at Boston Garden to go down 3-2. They go to Atlanta, play in the Omni. Atlanta's up 3-2. All they got to do is win. They advance to the conference finals against the Detroit Pistons. And Danny Ainge, Dennis Johnson, Larry Bird, these guys just took over at the Omni and blew the Hawks out. You get Game 7 at iconic Boston Garden. And the thing I remember is Dominic Wilkins goes off. And I don't remember how many points these guys scored, but Wilkins goes off. He gets hot. He's hitting three-pointers. He's dunking the ball. He's doing 360s. So, of course, Bird starts doing the same thing. And by the time the game's over, Bird wins, scoring 48 points. And I think Dominic scored like 44 or 45. But they both had something astronomical. Like, they both scored in the 30s in the second half. But it was just like a given. I mean, it's just one guy would go down and score. The other guy would come back and score. But in the end, Bird prevailed. And in the end, Bird usually did prevail.
Yeah, he sure did.
Especially when it was just great. A one-on-one contest with somebody else, which is that game turned into that. And Dominic Wilkins, I think, is the most underrated player of the 1980s because people forget about him because he never got to a finals, but he didn't get to the finals because Isaiah, Dumars, Rodman, Laimbeer, Mahorn, Dantley with the Pistons. You had, of course, the Sixers teams with Dr. J, Moses Malone, later Charles Barkley. Of course, you had the Celtics, but the Milwaukee Bucks, Sidney Moncrief, another really underrated player that never got to the finals because of the Pistons, the Celtics, and the Sixers. And in the 80s, I think the Pistons, Celtics, and Sixers were the only three teams that made the finals.
Yeah, wow.
That's all I got.
What a great time. And one thing I remember about that game was something along the lines of Bird used to talk. I remember Danny Ainge used to say that Bird and McHale, and there was no animosity, but they were different kind of birds, you know, different kind of characters.
And, yeah, but they were competitive with each other.
Very competitive with each other. So Ainge said he was always the mediator. Bird would come tell Ainge, he'd say, "Hey, go tell McHale that." And McHale would go to Ainge and, "Hey, go tell Larry that." And I remember Danny Ainge talking about Bird told Ainge, "Yeah, go tell McHale he should have went for 60 against those guys." He did. And then here we go, like two games later, he broke his record just like that. And, they were such great players, but, you know, it just what a great time to be a basketball fan and have those guys, you know, to watch every night. And, you know, just it's incredible stuff.
All right, Bobby, we got anything else? Time.
No, I think that's good, Mike. And I'm excited for this parlay today, and I'm hoping it comes through. I think it will. And just stay tuned because we got a lot of good stuff going this week. And you know, just enjoying a nice day out here today. I'm not going to go to the matches today. I don't have time, but there's some really good matches today out here in Indian Wells for any tennis fans that want to check it out on Tennis TV. And we do have those two matchups, so let's see how those go too. So hopefully get that.
Sounds good, Bobby. We are going to go ahead and wrap it up. I want to remember for everybody to go to mybookie.ag, click on the banner at the top of the page. You definitely want to get hooked up with that. You can also put in promo code TGT50, which will also work for a free $1,000 cash bonus on your first deposit, up to $1,000, according to what you put in. So make sure that you check out the Inside Boxing Weekly show tonight on thegrillingtruth.net or Inside Boxing Daily with me and Jeremiah Pricer. Survive in Advance. We'll be back tomorrow, and we will have a special guest. I forgot who it was, to tell you the truth. But it was a former NFL player, so you'll be surprised. But, all right, guys, we're going to wrap this show up. And when this show is over, Bobby, you just go ahead and hang up because we're going to run to my bookie commercial to finish the show. But I want to remind everybody, you can hear all of our shows on thegrillingtruth.net. Also on iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you find sports podcasts, you'll find The Grilling Truth. So, for Bobby Sheridan, I'm Mike Goodpaster. You've been listening to The Grilling Truth, where the legends speak.
Hi, I'm Mike Goodpaster from The Grilling Truth Sports Network, and I'm here with just one simple message. If you're watching the games, it's time to start making money. The Grueling Truth has recently partnered with MyBookie.ag, an industry-leading sportsbook website, who reminds you that where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. And that's why The Grueling Truth urges you to check out MyBookie.ag. In addition to the usual thousands of odds, money lines, proposition bets, and futures offered on MyBookie.ag daily, they also have in-game live betting and a mobile site that makes wagering on the go easier than ever. So join now and MyBookie will give you up to a free $1,000 cash bonus on your first deposit. Just enter promo code TGT50, that's TGT50, to take advantage of this offer. You can also go to thegrillingtruth.net, click the banner at the top of the page for MyBookie.ag, and also get the same benefit and the same $1,000 free cash bonus on your first deposit. So visit MyBookie.ag, courtesy of The Grueling Truth, and enjoy winning today. MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid.
When it comes to safety, nothing is more important than your vehicle's brakes. If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like BrakeBest and BrakeBest Select at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brakes from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When it comes to safety, nothing is more important than your vehicle's brakes. If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like BrakeBest and BrakeBest Select at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brakes from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.